I want to tell you a story today, but before I do that, I want you to hear what God's word says. It's recorded in Numbers 32 at verse 23. That's easy to remember, 32:23. Be sure your sins will find you out. Be sure your sins will find you out. I wonder, could the girls and boys who put their hands up say that with me? All right? Be sure your sin will find you out. Well, now many people have got alarm clocks because I think there's somebody still sleeping. Come on now, let's say it. Come on. Be sure your sins will find you out. I brought something into the pulpit with me today, girls and boys, to help me to tell the story. And I want you to know, particularly you boys, I don't want you to be laughing at me, because I want you to know it does not belong to me. I have borrowed this. And you'll see why I'm so... It doesn't belong to me, honestly. Her name is Raggedy Ann, and she does not belong to me. I borrowed her. But you know, Raggedy Ann is here today with me in Lisburn, and she's going to help me to tell you the story that I once read and I want to share with you today. The story is about a boy who was a very naughty boy, and his sister had a birthday. And you know, girls, they're a wee bit funny fellas, aren't they, really? When they have a birthday party, they invite all their girlfriends. And this wee boy wasn't invited to his own sister's birthday. He wasn't at all pleased at that. And as the party went on, they were out on the lawn, this is girls, typical, they had all the toys in the house out, and they were all scattered over the lawn, and had the paddling pool out, and it was tremendous. And then came the party bit, you know, the cakes and the buns, and the lemonade and all that, and he could only sit and watch. He was absolutely raging mad that he hadn't been invited. And he was so cross that he made a decision, a wrong decision, that he would try to get his own back on his sister. He knew that she had a very favorite, you've guessed it, doll. It was Raggedy Ann. And he got this doll, and he went away down to the bottom of the garden with the spade. You know what he did? He dug a hole, and he plopped Raggedy Ann down into the hole, and then he covered it over. That'll serve her right, he thought. Came up and quietly put the spade back in the garage again, thinking that no one would ever discover what he had done. In due course of time, the cry went out, "Where's my Raggedy Ann?" The wee girl couldn't find this favourite doll of hers. Me? Never saw it. So innocent, like an angel. But you know, some weeks after that, Mommy was washing the dishes, and there she was at the kitchen window, and she looked down the garden. And she thought to herself, well, I didn't plant that strange-looking plant in my rockery. So she went away out, she got the spade, and she went and she started to dig up this weed. But you know, very soon, she dug up, I think you call that denim, she dug up a bit of denim cloth, and then a piece of check material. And then it dawned on Mommy. So that's where Raggedy Ann went. You see, if you know anything about Raggedy Ann dolls, in olden times, they were stuffed with corn. That's what made their legs fat and their body and all. They were stuffed with corn. And this was a very old Raggedy Ann doll. And the wee boy didn't realize it, but when he buried it, he buried the corn seeds. And after the course of time, they began to grow. And they popped their head up above the soil. And that gave the game away. I don't need to continue the story, because mummies have their own way of dealing out punishment. And he got, as we would have talked about in my part of the country, a right good hiding for his naughtiness. And you know, it serves to help us understand what God's word teaches us. This wee boy's wrongdoing found him out in the end. Don't you forget, God's word says, be sure, be absolutely in no doubt about it. Your sin will find you out one day. So what do I do about that? Because sin's a big problem. I learn in my Sunday school. I learn from God's word that Jesus Christ died to take away my sin. And so that if I come to him and ask him to save me, to take away my sin, he'll do that, because that's why he died. And he'll be my friend. He'll be my savior. God says, be sure your sins will find you out. But in his word, he reminds us that he sent his son to take away our sins through his death on the cross at Calvary. So I invite you today to understand what God says and to come to Jesus and trust him for salvation.